I'm QC.
And I'm Wolf.
And he's Wolf. That's a street name, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused. As Kente likes to say, he belongs to the streets.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to episode 1 of Hot Mess. We hope you enjoyed the dumpster fire that you've just clicked into and share some laughs with us. Buckle up, Buttercup, for 70 minutes of ridiculousness, squeaky office chairs, and my country bumpkin ass getting made fun of. Now, without further ado, let's get on to the show, right? Mwah.
Yes.
Oh, God. This is already going so
it's
bad.
It's really awkward. Yeah, it's really good. No.
Okay. We're keeping it. Okay.
That's fine. We don't know what we're doing.
Okay, so me and him are best friends, and we decided that we were going to take the awkward dive into the world of kind of podcasting, but not really. I don't know what you would call this abomination of a dumpster fire, but we're here.
Yes. We are here.
We are here.
We figured since we have insane conversations on a pretty much daily basis, we should record them for posterity to frighten as many people at once as possible.
Now, damn it!
What?
I thought you said you put that thing on silent.
Oh, shit, that was my other thing. I have the iPad nearby. Jesus Christ. Apparently, if I don't pay attention to one, the other one starts making noise.
Apparently, it's like, never mind, I'm not going to say it.
But, why not? Why not? Why aren't you going to say it? What aren't you going to say?
I can't. It might be too much. It might be too much. Oh, okay.
Then you tell me later, then.
Okay, I'll tell you later. Okay, so,
How do I turn this thing off? Good God.
You're usually trying to turn it on, not off. So
I don't have a problem turning things on. It's turning them off that seem to be the issue.
Right? Like, speak it loud for those in the back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I do VA stuff here on GWA. And Wolf is just now starting to get his toes wet with script writing and erotic stories. So we're kind of not really operating on opposite ends, but kinda, not really. You're kind of floating between it all.
Yeah, I'm dipping my toes in various things, so to speak, and we managed to collaborate a lot because it seems to work well.
Yes, we do have like that good like friendship slash chemistry slash tomfoolery.
Yeah, especially that last one. A lot of that last one. Yeah.
Yes. we're just a hot fucking mess, to be quite honest. I need to stop saying so much. Yes.
Just start screaming instead. That's fine.
No. No.
No.
We're not going to do that. We're not trying to bust your drums. So tell me and those silly enough to listen to this.
I don't know. Thank you, brave souls.
Yes. Cross yourselves and go forth, my child.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you find GWA and why have you stayed?
Well, I found GWA because porn's great and all, but it gets kind of dull. And there's, you know, it's all the same stars, unless you look at amateur stuff. It's all the same kind of thing. And, you know, it's all, you know, oh, stepbrother, you know, or, you know, whatever the flavor of the week happens to be. And GWA, you know, it's real people out there making just what they want to make, what they want to do. And there's all kinds of styles, everything from rambles to scripts to dark stuff to just silly shit posts to whatever. So there's quite a variety of things to find there. And I was just kind of poking around Reddit and I'm like, huh, well, that sounds interesting. And I wandered in and I went in and out of it for a while. No pun intended, or maybe a little intended. And yeah, that's how I kind of stumbled into it to begin with. And then I ran across this one's, I don't remember which audio it was at this point. I really don't. I can't remember if it was one of your rambles or if it was, I don't know. It might've been like one of your, it was one of your early ones. I know that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, sounds interesting. And you were, of course, amazing. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I need to hear more by her. And I commented. And you, I remember you commented back. And then you started posting your music stuff, your music recommendations. Yes. And I got in on that. And then we started talking about music. And then it just kind of went out of control from that point.
Yeah, I really think that's about right, because that's where I remember you most from, is just you commenting like every day on the my daily, like, you know, songs of the day post, which mm-hmm. by the way, I really need to get back into doing that. But yeah, that's pretty much how Harry met Sally.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I do remember that I think it was you had a bad day with something, and I wrote you that script because you had, I think you had been kind of encouraging me on Discord about writing and things like that. And I wrote you that script and you read it, and then you messaged me and you were like, you need to fucking call. Like, I need to talk to you right now. That kind of thing. And we started talking. And then we started talking. I think we were on there for like 3 hours or something, just bullshitting about everything. So
yeah, that sounds about right.
I believe that was how that started. And then it's been pretty consistent ever since.
Yep. Every day.
Every day. Every day.
I think the only time that we haven't talked every day is when I was gone for a week.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Yeah.
I think that's it. That was rough. I mean,
oh,
I'm serious. I'm very, very happy that you got to go take your vacation and everything. Man, I was like, I miss my friend. I got no one interesting to talk to.
That makes me sad, but also I'm like,
yeah. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. It was a good thing.
All right. Yeah. I found GWA through, unfortunately, it was through TikTok. And I think it was a TikTok about Professor Cal. Like, someone talking about, like, how amazing this guy was, yada yada. So I went on GWA, checked it out, was like, holy shit, this is a treasure trove of things that I like. Because, like you said, you know, standard porn can get kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
And don't get me wrong, like, you know, there's a few porn actors and actresses that I adore.
Oh, same.
Especially, you know, like Small Hands, Owen Gray, was it Kirsten Scott? Like, there's a few other ones that's been around for a little while.
Really furiously like taking notes in corner over here.
right? No, right? We already the good stuff now.
We already talked about Owen Gray, though, so yeah.
Oh, Owen Gray's a beast.
But, oh, man. Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, he is. Whoo. Anywho, I don't know. It's like, you know, like you said, there's real people putting themselves out there, and I don't know, it's nice to listen to. And I found myself listening to these things while I was doing like my artwork, because it kind of takes me just enough out of what I'm currently trying to do to kind of be loose with like what I'm, you know, trying to put down, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Right.
My brain just died. Oh, and whoa, that was interesting.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm trying not to. But yeah, so I don't know. GWA just like this, they sucked me in really quick. And
did they now?
They did. But honestly, it took me like 3 months or so to work up the courage to do a verification post. Like, I was so terrified, but you know, here we are. I'm happy I did it. I've met some of the nicest people I've ever met through this community. Yeah, I was expecting to be eaten alive. Like, I thought I was throwing myself to the wolves. No pun intended for you. But oh. No, everybody's been so great so far. It's just your stereotypical you know, bullshit that you get with anywhere else on occasion, but that's about it. It's, I can't say enough that has happened to me that I could categorize this as any kind of like a negative place to be, because it's not. It's very nice. So that's why I've stayed, is for the nice people. But yeah, that's kind of a general background on me and Wolf here.
Mm-hmm.
In case you guys were just dying to know. You know, don't hurt yourself.
So,
there, Karen, I know that you're just on the edge of your seat.
We should assume they skipped the last, like, 10 minutes, right? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are still here.
Hi, one person.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
God damn, this is a dumpster fire.
They just left. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just us now.
It's just us. Yeah.
Just the two of us.
Oh. We don't want me singing, because if anybody else is left, they're
gone.
You don't
want me singing either. Shit. All right, so I want to share three facts about you.
Okay.
That I have learned about you since we've become friends. And then you get to share three randos about me.
Okay.
Okay, so, and no, before you start whining, I did not write these down ahead of time.
Okay, good.
Because I know you were struggling while you're like, I don't know what to say.
I didn't write them down either. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to say, so I'm glad you're going first. I'm like, I know so many things about you, and I'm just like, I don't know what to say out here. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, you are from the Lone Star State. You are a Texas boy.
Yep.
Okay. You have a 3-foot dick.
Oh. I didn't know we could do lies in this one. All right, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, no. I'm
they
sorry.
They call me tripod.
What was the guy?
Oh shit, this is gonna be easy. I can make up all kinds of crap.
What, like, was the dude
her,
that
her
the,
tits the... are bigger than her head. It's amazing. It's like she can't see her feet. There's nothing but boob.
Walk around looking like a goddamn funhouse all day. Yeah.
If you walk up behind her and push her shoulder, she just falls right over. But she bounces back up, so, you know, it's great.
Weeble wobble, but she won't fall down.
To be fair, with my 3-foot dick, I do the same thing. You just push me on the back. I just fall forward, and I'm in, like, a launch position. So.
Fucking hell. Okay.
You have only yourself to blame for that entire tangent.
I know. I don't regret it. Okay.
Oh, good. I'm going to regret it in my DMs later after somebody hears this.
Oh, no. So, like, how dare you?
How dare you? And can I see your dick?
Yeah. I want to see the tripod.
Go away. Okay. I'm busy leaning on my dick.
Oh, shit. Okay, so the second fact is,
Yeah, see, not as easy as you thought, was it?
You have a husky.
I do.
You have a good boys. And then the third fact is you are an avid user of beard oil.
This is true,
yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ha ha!
Aha!
Ha! Now, unhand your factoids about moi.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, all right. I will start with something similar, because that's... match that up. You were born and raised in West Virginia.
That part of that's wrong.
Oh my god, look at that. Okay. Look at that. I don't know shit, folks. That's apparently what.
No, okay. I was raised in West Virginia.
You weren't born in West Virginia?
I was not born in West Virginia, no.
Okay. I did not know that. We had not talked about that. I knew you were from West Virginia.
Yeah. I'll claim West Virginia as far as like, you know, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents, both of their families are from West Virginia. But I was born elsewhere. And then when I got to a certain age, like 7, 8, then we moved back.
Huh.
So I did like my raisin, quote unquote, there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at that, folks. I learned something at the same time. I did not know that. So I've already failed at this challenge. First one down.
You fucking suck.
I fucking suck.
Okay.
I already told them about your tits. So yeah, we can,
big,
yeah, okay.
Big
yeah.
Old titties.
Big old titties.
Okay, now real fact number two.
Real fact. I know that you have, speaking of pets, I know you have two dogs, a snake, a toad, and is it a gecko? I know it's a a gecko. That's what I thought.
It's a leopard gecko.
A leopard gecko. I've only seen the leopard gecko a couple of times. I've seen the snake multiple times. I've seen your toad multiple times. And of course, I see the doggies all the time because they are adorable.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll have to get the leopard gecko out one day. She's amazing. I love her.
I've seen her. I know I've seen her a couple of times, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Usually it's the snake or the toad that I see, which I love your snake. Your snake is so cool.
Yes, he is. He is amazing. I fed him today, by the way.
Ah, did it go better than the last time?
Yes.
He didn't scare you this time?
No, I did not snort react to him striking.
You're like, he's going to get it. Oh, shit, he got it.
Well, it was like, I had it, and you know it's coming. And, you know, I'm not afraid of him. It's just the suddenness of it. And I was like, like, it just got me. I couldn't help it. Like, I still have that video on my phone, and... God, I like to watch it here and there just to, you know, get a kick out of myself.
Yes, it was an amusing video. I remember, I'm like, what the hell's that? Oh, okay.
It's just literally, that's all it is. And number three.
And number three. Oh, man. I know so much that I can't say on here.
Oh, boy.
I'm overlooking some of the simplest stuff because it's so ingrained, you know, I just know it about you, so I don't even think about it. You were a firefighter for, what was it, 10 years? 9 years?
9 years.
Nine years.
It was almost a solid decade I had.
Yep.
But it was 9 years.
Which is a incredibly impressive feat that I would say, I think anybody would say, that is a long time to be a firefighter. I mean, I know there's plenty of people who do it for a long time, but still, you got into it fairly young.
I did.
So, I did. Yeah.
I was 18.
Yeah.
And it was just a shit show after that. If you have ever been in or around or raised in like a fire department family, you know exactly what I mean when I say it was just a shit show, because like, there's between like training and dealing with BS on scene and just maintenance, and it's, and like, there's always some kind of in-house drama going on. Like, it's always a shit show. It's a good shit show that you're proud to be in, but it's a shit show nonetheless. Like, I wouldn't trade those 9 years for anything. I mean, at the end of the day, it's one of the, if not the most proud, factoid about myself or experience that I have. Like,
I mean, you got a tattoo from
I do, I
that.
Do. I have.
So, yeah. She's all tatted up, folks.
Everybody stand back. I'm a juvenile.
Well, I believe the delinquent part.
Yeah, definitely not a juvenile. I don't know why that was like the first thing that came out.
And you had to do a voice too. You had to do a voice, and you said you were a juvenile delinquent.
I'm a juvenile delinquent.
Well, we're gonna write an audio later.
No. No. No.
Yes.
I just look like a juvenile delinquent. I'm a legal beagle, baby.
Legal beagle. Okay.
You've never heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Yep.
That sugars. You're getting me with the weird slang that I've never heard before this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so fun fact number four about Wolfie, if he doesn't mind me saying it.
Okay. I don't know. You can edit it out if I don't. If I don't, I can.
Wolfie is diabetic.
I am.
So I don't think there's nothing to be ashamed of, because it's a lot of people in the world deal with diabetes. So
yeah. And the only thing I'm ashamed of about it is the fact that I treated my body like a freaking, you know, garbage can for the first, you know, pretty much from age 13 to 30, kind of like a dumbass. So that's about the only ashamed part of it. But, you know, yeah. I've been doing better since.
Yes, you have. I'm proud of you, by the way.
Thank you.
And, yes. Shit, you're doing better than me most days.
I wouldn't. I've seen what you eat. You're doing good. You're doing fine.
Yeah, but I only send you pictures of the good.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? You're like, oh, I made something healthy. I better let him know that I'm not eating shit. Okay, here. Look. Yes. Look at this healthy shit. All right, throw that in the garbage. Let's break out the Cheetos and.
I want to sit on my couch naked, eat Cheetos, and masturbate furiously while watching Little Debbie commercials.
I mean, at least you're not eating Little Debbie's, so that's and I mean, the rest of it sounds fine. That sounds like a Saturday night, I guess.
Okay, but back where I'm from and everything, some of the old-timer folks, they will refer to having diabetes as, I have the sugar, or I have sugar. And I told him this, and he was like, what?
Yes, I'm still like, what?
Yeah, so I went and talked to my coworker who's from a state over where I'm from, and I was like, oh, I'm sure she's heard of it. And I was like, hey, you know, have you ever heard someone say, hey, I've got the sugar, or he's got sugar problems? And she's like, no, what does that mean? And I'm like, shit, it means they've got diabetes. Like, okay, if anybody out there that's listening to this has heard of this, please comment and say yes. QC is not totally batshit crazy. Like, that is something that people say.
I'm going to be looking for this, because I want to find that person and be like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me where you are, or at least the general vicinity?
Swear to God.
Because I've lived in the South most of my life. I lived in the Northeast for a while. It's not exactly all over the country, but I've been a little bit in a couple of different regions, and I've never heard this before. So.
Yes, I swear to God. It's like, I have the sugar. Okay, Wilford. Calm down.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Oh my God. That man was the butt of so many of my jokes.
I'm diabetic. He was the butt of so many of my jokes. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right. All right. So the next thing that we thought we would do to kind of, you know, make a pathetic attempt at humoring you ourselves. Mostly ourselves.
Mostly, because no one's listening at this point. It's just us.
No, it's just us. Like, I'm just going to put this out in the universe and, you know, Jesus take the wheel. So, we've got three categories, five questions each. 90s quiz, movie quiz, and music quiz. I know, that's so exciting.
Yep.
Very self-explanatory. So, we're going to start with the 90s quiz. And Wolfie, you can go.
All right. Let's see how you do. I'm curious. Because I know a bunch of these, but I don't know all of them. Oh, shit. We talked about one of these. Which singer had a hit with Torn?
Oh, God. That's that Natalie Brew. I can't say her last name.
I'm going to give you credit because that was close. Natalie Imbruglia. I can't say it either. Yeah.
See, like, it's Natalie Imbruglia.
Was she cute? I'm trying to remember.
Very much so.
She was cute, right?
She had that pixie hair. Yes.
There you go. Yep. Yes. Okay. I remember the video.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Oh, you should know this one because I know you played. At least you're familiar with it. In Pokemon, what is the name of Charmander's final evolved form?
Charizard.
There you go. We should have a little bell. Ding! Who is credited with inventing the World Wide Web?
Bill Gates?
Nope. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, which I didn't know.
Just give credit to everything to Bill Gates.
Crossing my fingers hoping you were going to say Al Gore.
Why Al Gore?
Because that's that whole thing. He was like, there was that whole thing back in the 90s about claiming that he invented the internet or some silly shit that happened back then. I don't remember. I was a teenager.
See, I wasn't even a teenager then.
I know you weren't. So this is really fun for me.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of them that I don't know.
That's all right. There's going to be a lot of them I don't know because pop culture wasn't exactly my forte at the time.
All right. Okay.
All right. Here you go. Which boy band launched in 1993 consisted of AJ McLean, Howie Duro, Nick Carter, Kevin Richardson, and Brian Littrell?
That would be Backstreet Boys.
There you go. I love that little tone in your voice. Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet's back.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that video. It was on in my high school cafeteria every morning. And it's just on, and I'm, you know, just the whole monster, them dancing around in a haunted castle or whatever it was. I was like,
yes, was actually a really cool music
video.
It was. Yes. It was creative. I wish music videos were like that now.
There are music videos? No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
I have to go looking for them now.
Oh, yes.
All right. Here you go. Oh, I know this one, but I don't know if you're going to know it. Which character did Dustin Diamond play in Saved by the Bell? She died, folks. I'm sorry.
That's not Screech, is it?
That is Screech.
Yes! 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 Yes!
She's not competitive at all, everybody.
Did you see where he did a porno back in the day?
You know, you say the word Screech and porno, and my brain goes, nope, not interested.
It was called Screeched Saved by the Smell. I'm not even joking.
Oh, yes. That's even worse.
Right?
That's even worse.
Right?
Like, listen, in no universe do I want to see Dustin Diamond's dick. As alliterative as that is. There's not a universe. Like, maybe if I'm blind, then that's fine. If I'm blind, I'll watch that. If I'm blind and deaf, I'll watch that porno.
And a nose blind, because I don't want to know what the smell was that saved him. You can't actually smell the porno. I'm sorry. I don't want it.
Nope. I don't know who told him that'd be a good idea.
I was actually listening to an episode of Wine and Crime yesterday, and it was the subject of the episode was porno crimes, and they talked about that.
It sounds like a porno crime.
For real. Crime against humanity is what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be that one person that stands him hard that's going to come for me.
I loved that movie. I watch it every day.
Listen. Twiddle my nethers today.
Listen, you don't have to listen to our podcast anymore. It's all right. We'll go back to the void. It's good.
Yes, the void is very intimate.
Not as intimate as Dustin Diamond, apparently. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Do you want me to? I'm not done. That was only five. How do we want to do that? Do you want to do the timing off? And I did half of them.
Oh, that.
Remember, because each card has 10 on them. Oh, shit, I said that out loud. Cut that out.
It has 10 what?
There's 10 questions.
On each card?
No. I've asked you three cards. Or two and a half cards. How do we want to do that?
Oh, no. On... Oh, okay. God.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what? Yeah, I'm a fucking dumbass. You know that?
No, you're fine. Like, how many questions were we doing?
We're good.
All right?
No! Okay.
What's wrong?
This is how dumb I am.
My God.
Like, I just realized that there's two questions on each card.
Yes, dear. The questions are thinking, at the top and the answers were at the bottom. That's what you were thinking, wasn't it?
Yep.
You're fine. That's what I, whenever I first saw them, that's what I thought. You're fine.
Jesus Christ, I'm a smart kid.
There's 10 questions per category that we have.
Okay, so I was thinking there was 5 per category. God bless America. Okay, yeah, please continue. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. It's all edited out. It's all good. In which video game series would you find Lara Croft?
Oh, Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's easy. Okay. This one's fun, because I thought she was hot. What was the first name of the pink Power Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
That was Kelly.
Do I have a buzzer? Do I have a buzzer? Is there a...
What?
Kimberly.
Oh my God, I'm a failure to myself and my man.
Kelly was on Saved by the Bell. Kelly Kapowski.
Oh my God. Okay, you see, Screech got me all messed up. There's a whole story about the Pink Ranger and me, okay? And did I never tell you about that?
No. You wanted the banger, didn't you?
Sexual awakenings, kids. Sexual awakenings.
Nice.
No. when I was a little girl, that was that was the first thing I ever wanted to grow up to be was the Pink Ranger.
Okay, and, that's adorable. That's absolutely adorable.
Right. The second thing was I wanted to be a NASCAR driver / professional bass fisherman. No joke. I wanted to be like that Bill Dance feller who used to kiss the bass. That's what I wanted to do.
Yep. Feels like West Virginia. Not that I can say anything being from Texas at all.
But fast forward to many years later, and I'm not really thinking about it. So when I started high school, I had my speech teacher. Her name was, I'm not going to give out her name. But she asked us all that first class she had with us to, you know, write a 1-page kind of essay about ourselves. And she had, you know, these pre-selected questions on like the dry erase board that she wanted us to answer. And of course, one of them was, what was the first thing we wanted to be as kids? So, you know, I put that in my thing and turned it in. So she quickly went, you know, read them, and we were all kind of like talking amongst ourselves. And she said, who wanted to be the Pink Ranger? And I, you know, raised my hand. And she was like, funny fact, she's like, I taught her in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The actress that played the original Pink Ranger that played Kimberly, she had taught. And then
Mary Jo something?
Yes.
Yes.
When I was about to get out of 9th grade, she brought a photo album to school and showed me the picture of her with her and like when she was younger. And she was like, it's really cute because you remind me a lot of her. She's like, you're very bubbly and you talk a lot. And I was like, wow, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm halfway there, people. I'm halfway there. But yeah, so random factoid.
That is a cool story. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, next question, please.
Okay, next question. Oh. Okay, I wouldn't get this, but who knows. In soccer, which team won the 1998 FIFA World Cup?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say it was Spain.
Funny, that would have been my wild guess. No, you were slightly south. It was France.
Ah.
That is south, right? Yeah, Spain, south.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm geography assuming. Good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Me can geography just fine, folks.
Yeah. Using my history degree to try to figure out geography. Good job.
That's it.
Which band had a hit with Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh my God.
Every fucking wedding ever.
Every school dance ever. God, I don't know the band. I just know the song.
Pretty much. I looked at the answer and I'm like, I still don't know this. I know the answer and I still don't know it.
What is it?
Rednecks with an X.
Of fucking course. This is a personal attack on my people.
You're like, I feel offended.
I promise you, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay, Mr. President. All right. Last one in this category. Which band had a hit with No Scrubs?
That was TLC.
Yes, it was. It's what I said. We just talked about this the other day.
All right. Do you got your big boy panties on?
Sure. You know, you don't know what I'm wearing. I could be wearing panties, whatever the fuck I want.
Hayden, I'm just asking if you got them on because you're going to need them.
I'm going to need them? All right. Let's see how many these I can miss. All right, here we go.
There's a bunch of these. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, good. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. Okay. So, which famous European tunnel was officially opened on 6th of May, 1994?
Are you fucking kidding? I don't know. Queen Elizabeth's vagina.
Oh, no.
So well, there went all our British fans. I'm sorry.
You offended a whole country.
You ask me one question, I managed to offend the entire country of Britain. Hey, but hi, all you Scots and Irish. You're cool, right? All right.
I don't know this man.
Okay. Disavowing me immediately. Yeah. I like it. I have no knowledge of this person.
Okay, so the answer is the Chanel Tunnel.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I would have known that either. Yep. Like, ooh, how fancy.
What a good start.
It's a very expensive tunnel.
Yeah, apparently. It smells just overwhelming, probably. Better than Screech's dick, though.
Oh, Lord. Okay, moving on. What color were the bathing suits worn by the lifeguards in Baywatch?
Oh, red.
Good job.
Oh, that's easy. Bouncy, okay. Bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, which singer had a hit with Baby Got Back?
Oh, my God. I know the song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the singer. Oh, she's going to kill me later, by the way. That's what that noise is. That's the noise of, you're going to pay for that later. I don't remember the singer.
It's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yep. Yep. Oh, my God. I've personally offended her now. First question, I offend a country. Second, like, third question, I offend my best friend. Fantastic.
All right. Now, me and you both did not know her. You're not going to know this one. I did know this one because super. I'm not a fashion person. Yeah. Which designer?
I just
yeah. Which fashion? Shit. Okay. Which fashion? I feel like my ignorant mouth can't speak today.
All right, I'll get up and dance. That's fine.
Yeah. Fucking neighbors like banging on the wall. Stop it!
You stop it! Shut the fuck up!
It's gonna be traveling between here and Waco. It's gonna fuck everything up.
Shut up! We're having a wedding in here.
Oh no. Oh, okay.
All right. Fashion designer, yeah. Yeah.
Which fashion designer created Madonna's famous pointy coned bra for her 1990 Blonde Ambition World Tour?
Oh hell.
Right.
I don't know. Freaking I don't know. Whatever.
It is Jean-Paul Gaultier. I think that's how you pronounce that last name.
Yep, nope. Even the fashion designers that I probably could think of, that's not one of them.
Okay. In what year did... Bleh, my brain just died. In what year did sovereignty over Hong Kong transfer from the United Kingdom to China?
I thought it was 1999.
Or
was it 90? It might be 98. I can't remember. I think it was 99.
Okay, it was actually in 97.
God damn it.
You were close, though.
I was close.
My hat's off to you for getting that close.
I knew it was near the end of the century. I just couldn't remember what
it was. You know where the clitoris is, don't you?
I've been there a time or two.
Sorry.
Okay. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. I don't know.
That's terrible. I'd live there if I could. That's a great place to be.
It would get uncomfortable after a while. I mean, I'm just
it
saying.
It would, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I'll visit it as often as I can, but...
In what U.S.
Eventually,
city...
somebody's got to go to work.
Right?
Sorry. Go.
I'm going to the Chanel Tunnel in Europe. I'll be back.
You need to go up above the Chanel Tunnel, like right before you go in.
Oh my god. All right. Okay. In what U.S. city were the 1996 Summer Olympic Games held?
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's it.
Yep.
All right.
I remember that.
Who shot Mr. Burns in The Simpsons?
Oh, Maggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. I don't watch The Simpsons.
I watched it back then. I watched the early Simpsons, like the first like 7 or 8 years, and I was like, nope.
Okay. What is the name of the eunuch language? The eunuch.
The eunuch?
What is the language of the eunuchs? What is...
Crying.
Yes. Oh. What is the name of the eunuch language spoken by Furbies?
They have a fucking language?
Apparently. I never had one.
Does that mean they talk to each other? That's fucking terrifying. Right? They're plotting. That's all I know. I have no clue. It's same language that Gizmo speaks from Gremlins.
Okay,
they're basically ripped. Oh, fuck. Nope.
Furbish.
Fuck that. Moving on.
Okay, what was the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick?
Tails.
Good job. Okay. Yep. Which basketball star retired from the NBA in 1993 only to return 17 months later?
Was it Michael Jordan?
Yes.
After he did baseball, I think.
It was either baseball or golf, one or the other. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, I never paid too much attention to basketball back then, but I seem to remember that.
Yes.
I still don't pay much attention to basketball, so I can't claim one way or the other.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Ooh, stretch. Okay. On to the next. That will be the movie quiz.
Oh, are we? That was already 10?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
I move fast.
Yeah. All right. Movie quiz. Let's see. These are interesting. In Never Been Kissed, what is Josie Geller's high school nickname?
Grossy Josie?
I'll give it to you. It's Josie Grossy, so same difference. Other way around.
I blame my dyslexia on that one.
Fair enough. We'll take that as an excuse. All right. Which actor starred as William Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love?
Oh, fuck. I can see his face in my mind. I don't know his name. He's got the dark hair.
Yep, I would have the same problem. It is Joseph Fiennes. Or Fiennes? Fiennes? Okay, no.
I don't know, that man is Fiennes.
Okay, here we go. In what year was the first film in the Twilight series released?
I'm going to say 2009.
Oh, so close. You missed it by one. It's 2008.
Eh.
That was impressive, though. You did better than I would have, because...
Yay!
I don't give a shit about Twilight, so.
Neither do I. I'm just like,
yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, sparkly vampires.
Wee.
I don't. Here you go. You might. I think we may have talked about this. Maybe. In what film does Julia Stiles play a dancer hoping to attend Juilliard School?
Oh, that's Save the Last Dance. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yes, it is. That's why I was pretty sure we had talked about it.
Yes.
In which film do Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt star as a mother and daughter con team?
Oh, God.
I remember this movie because Jennifer Love Hewitt wore extremely tight red dress in it at one point.
I have no idea.
It is Heartbreakers.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I think it had Gene Hackman in it, too. I think they were trying to, like, it was one of those whole things where they marry the old man and, you know, try to do that, get his money and all that shit.
Of course.
What was the theme song for the 2000 film Charlie's Angels? I wish you luck with this. I remember the movie, but.
Oh my God. It wasn't Survivor by Destiny's Child, was it?
No, but you got the band, you got the group right. It was Independent Women. There you go. Yep. Yes, by Destiny's Child.
That's it.
Which character was the leader of the Pink Ladies in Grease?
Rizzo.
Yep, Betty Rizzo.
Yep.
When I was in high school, some of the girls in my class were absolutely obsessed with this movie.
It's a fucking American classic. Like, it's one of the best musicals ever made. Aside from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And Phantom. Don't forget Phantom.
Phantom's good as well.
Okay.
But it didn't resonate with me the way the priorly mentioned.
That makes sense.
Priorly. I
mean, Rocky Horror Picture Show is fantastic, obviously.
My just... God. I am atrocious to listen to.
Why?
Priorly.
Priorly?
Priorly.
Sure, that's fine. Priorly? You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry.
Lord. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's one I haven't seen. The Fault in Our Stars is based on the novel from which author? Author.
I didn't read the book nor see the movie, so.
Yeah. John Green.
Okay.
Speaking of musicals, and I enjoyed the hell out of this one. In Moulin Rouge, which pop star plays the role of the Green Fairy?
I seen the movie once, and I cannot remember because I was too young to remember.
That's understandable. I've seen the movie more than once, and I didn't know this. So, Kylie Minogue.
Ah.
Yeah, I did not know that. I enjoy that movie. Both Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman, I thought, were great in it. I haven't seen it in years, but I enjoyed the hell out of it whenever I did. And the last one for this section is, in what year was Stepmom released?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one.
If it's what I think it is, I might have seen it. 1998, so...
Okay, I was it.
I was older. I was 18. So,
hey!
I'm old. I was graduating high school.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. And not watching that movie. You know it. You know it better than most.
Oh, all right. You ready?
I don't know. If they're anything like the ones I just read you, probably not. But let's do this. Let's see what we got. See if I get any of them.
Okay. What song plays at the end of The Breakfast Club?
Don't You Forget About Me.
Yep.
I can't remember who sings it.
Simple Minds,
there you go.
Yeah. Well, that was their one hit wonder, you know.
That's why I can't remember their name. Because
yeah.
I have a simple mind.
That's it. I don't feel bad. I do too. which country music singer starred in 9 to 5?
Working 9 to 5. Dolly Parton.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My girl Dolly.
Oh, I had her on at work today. She came across multiple times on the radio since I had control of the radio today.
Yeah, so. I fucking love Dolly.
Like, yeah, she's fantastic.
She's amazing.
Good stuff.
All right. Which actor starred in the 2011 remake of Footloose? The Abomination is what that is.
Wait, but anyway. That's how long ago that was?
Yeah, the remake of it was in 2011.
God. Actor. I only remember Julianne Hough in it. That's all right. I got.
Okay, so the guy's name is Kenny Wormald.
Wormwood. Wormwood. No.
It's not Wormwood. Yeah. This isn't a magic potion.
Wormtongue. Wormtongue. It's Lord of the Rings. Flying my nerd flag.
Yes. Okay. Which film contains the line, "You should be kissed and often and by someone who knows how"?
I'm pretty sure I've heard it because that sounds like a good fucking line. Right? I don't remember what it's from.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Oh my God, this next one's a dead giveaway. Which film stars Molly Ringwald as a teenager whose family has forgotten her 16th birthday?
16 Candles.
Right?
Hey, you keep throwing me John Hughes movies, I'm going to be fine.
Right. What's happening? Hot Stuff? I love that movie.
That is a great movie.
Yes.
It's right up there with Weird Science.
Yes.
Yes.
In Calendar Girls, what charity was the Woman's Institute raising money for?
I don't think I've seen Calendar Girls.
Me neither, but the answer is leukemia research.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Which film follows a group of teenagers competing in the Sarah Rose Cosmetics Mount Rose American Teen Princess Pageant?
That's a fucking mouthful. Right? I don't know. I don't remember watching a lot of movies whenever I was younger about beauty pageants, other than Miss Congeniality.
Yes, that was a good movie. Drop Dead Gorgeous. I myself have not seen this. So
I haven't seen it either, but I know the movie. I know what it is, and I never watched it.
Yes, same. Yeah. In How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, what is the name of the magazine that Andy writes for?
Oh, hell, I don't remember. I remember it's got Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey that everybody loves.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry, every time I see him, all I can think of is his line from what's the one whenever he was a teenager where he's such a dirtbag, where he's just like, "I love high school girls."
Yes, I get older, I get older and they stay the same
age. Yep. I'm like,
yeah,
you are
a
fucked up man.
Okay, but the answer is Composure.
Yep, okay.
Okay, and... Oh, I was singing the song to myself in the kitchen the other day. "Can't Fight the Moonlight" by Leanne Rimes was the theme song for which film?
I don't know, but I know that song because...
You're
going to
hate yourself.
I probably am. What movie is it?
Coyote Ugly.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen Coyote Ugly in years. But
oh, I love that movie.
I just haven't seen it. I remember watching it and thinking it was good, but I just haven't watched it in a long time.
And also, if you miss the next one, I'm going to be really mad at you.
Oh, boy. No pressure, right?
Yeah. Which real-life couple starred in the 1987 film Overboard?
Oh, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get that wrong.
I loved that movie.
They're apparently in a new Christmas movie on Netflix as Santa and Mrs. Claus. I shit
How
you
precious.
Not. Yeah, yeah. I have no idea if it's any good or not, but
oh my God.
People say it's very charming and pretty much they carry the movie, which I'm not surprised by. So
no, they're both great actors.
Yep. Bird on a Wire. That's what I remember Goldie Hawn's like first time I remember seeing her was Bird on a Wire. I think it was with Mel Gibson back in the day.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I'm pretty sure that was it. Anyway.
Right, you ready for the next one?
Yes. Give it to me.
No, that was it for that.
Oh,
one.
That was it. You're ready for me to do the next one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not counting these, so I'm just like, you got to tell me. I'm just going to answer questions until she says, I'm done, dumbass. All right, so now we're on music, right?
Right.
Okay. who in 2012 became the second female artist to win 6 Grammy Awards in one night?
Was it Adele?
It was Adele.
Hey.
Hey, there you go.
Hey.
Can you name the 80s? Can you name the 80s girl band that had hits with Our Lips Are Sealed, Vacation, and We Got the Beat?
Oh, my God.
You know the songs.
We got the beat. We got the beat.
You're going to kick yourself if you don't get it.
Honestly, I really don't know the band name. I know the song, but I don't know the band.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, you're going to recognize it. It's the Go-Go's.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. Well, shit.
Yep, sorry, pretty much.
Folks. All right.
All right. What was the name, and I don't know this one, what was the name of Bob Marley's band?
The Peacemakers?
Nope. The Wallers.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yep. I love and have all the respect for Bob Marley, but I'm not really like, that's not really like my genre of music.
Yeah, I know Bob Marley, but I don't know anything band or anything like that.
Right.
Okay. Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dreams is a lyric from which song? It's hard to do whenever they just throw lyrics like that out there.
I have no idea.
Karma Chameleon.
Okay, that song actually annoys the shit out of me.
Really?
Yes. So every time I'm like listening to Spotify or something and that rolls around, I'll always skip through it.
Huh. I mean, it's not like one of my favorites or anything, but it doesn't irritate me. I'm just kind of like,
yeah,
okay.
It's just one of those songs that just doesn't, like, there's a pitch in it or something that just like grates my nerves. I'm like, ugh.
I can see that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh. There we go. Now I know not to put that one on. Okay. This is one I wouldn't get. You might. Melody Thornton, Kimberly Wyatt, and Nicole Scherzinger were all members of which girl band?
Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, exactly. What color did the Stranglers sing about in 1982?
Red.
Like blood from the strangling?
I don't know.
That's just going to get to you. I wouldn't have done any better, so don't feel bad. Golden brown. Sure. I'm like, which singer was the first British solo female artist? What were you going to say? Something you like, what the fuck was that?
No, I'm going to keep going.
Okay. I can hear you thinking. I can hear you thinking something.
Mm-hmm. Think of what it the fuck is an episode of fucking Painting with Bob Ross. Come on.
It's happy little trees. Happy little man. We
dig into our brown okra.
I love that shit when I was a kid. Saturday afternoon, I'd lay on the couch and I'd watch that man paint. It'd just be so relaxing. He'd just put me to sleep. I'd just be like, I can relax. Yeah, yes. Nah. So good. Just, I loved watching that. Mm-hmm. All right. Which singer was the first British solo female artist to have a number one album in the UK?
Is it Kylie Minogue?
No.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I see why. I mean, I think she's Australian, isn't she?
Sia?
No. It's Kate Bush.
I don't know who the fuck Kate Bush is.
I know the name. There you go.
Anyway, congratulations, Kate Bush.
Yeah. Eye of the Tiger was the theme tune to the 80s hit movie Rocky III and Dean Winchester's theme tune for Dancing Up Out of the Impala. Which band sang it?
My brain just died. Dun, is it Survivor?
Yes, it is. Good okay. job, dear.
Sorry. Like,
nope, you're good. You're good. I threw you off with the Dean Winchester thing. All you could see was his face, and it just completely stupefied you.
Pretty much, yeah, because that little clip of like the behind the scenes like goofy clip of him,
I love
like
that.
The best thing ever. Yes.
Oh yeah,
he,
that was
when he like kicked his leg up and was like strumming the leg. I was like, I'm dying.
I would think I was sitting on the floor watching it with a friend of mine, and I think we were just basically losing our shit watching that. It was so funny.
Take me now, Jesus.
All right. Which singer headlined the Super Bowl halftime performance in 2018?
Janet Jackson?
That was the same thing I would have said. Justin Timberlake. Okay. Which New England? Which New Zealand? Jesus, is that a fuck up or what? Which New Zealand singer was born Ella Marja Lani Yellick O'Connor? I'm sure I fucked up part of those names in there. Ella Marja Lani Yellick O'Connor.
Shakira?
No, but that's probably not a bad guess. And I have no idea how to say their
actually,
stage
I think
name.
Shakira is from Colombia.
She is. Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Or Brazil? No. You're right. I think you're right. Colombia. No. Lord? L-O-R-D-E?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lord.
Lord.
I like
okay.
her.
I didn't know how to say the name.
No wonder she changed her name.
That's a long name.
That is a very long name.
That was the last one.
Oh, hey, how about that?
Yeah, how about that? Let's see if I can screw up some, like, badly.
Okay. I kind of gave away this. What nationality is Sia?
Oh, British, because you
oh,
threw it.
She's Australian.
God damn it. God damn it. You tricksy woman.
You fox. All right. Aerosmith released Walk This Way with which hip hop act?
Wasn't it Run DMC?
It was Run DMC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That's a great song. Aerosmith.
Thinking like I really need to add that to a playlist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aerosmith's got some good shit.
Yeah, they do. I'm not expecting you to know this one, but
okay.
What was the name of the Lana Del Rey's 2012 album?
I don't know the name of the album. I know who Lana Del Rey is, but I don't know the name of her album.
It was Born to Die.
Huh. Not a bad title.
That's great. Yeah. Will I Am, Taboo, Fergie.
Huh?
I don't know. Apple? Maybe.
Is this about the Black Eyed Peas?
Yes, that's the answer. Okay, it's Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, they're asking for members of the group.
It's got his name wrote out as APL.DE.AP.
K.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
All right. Sure. I knew what the answer was. That's the Black Eyed Peas.
Which singer had the hit with All About That Bass?
Oh, damn it. I know this.
All About That Bass. About That Bass. No Trouble.
Shit. Why do I want to say her first name's like Megan or something?
It is.
I want to say like Trainer or
that's it. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, my brain's set on fire. It's smoking out in the corner now.
Okay. Can you name the singer of the 80s rock band The Cure?
Singer of what?
The 80s rock band The Cure.
The singer of the 80s rock band The Cure? No, I like The Cure, but I don't know who the singer is.
All right, it's Robert Smith.
Yep. Okay, I know the name. I wasn't going to make that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Which rock star played in a band called The Stooges?
Oh, Iggy Pop?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, Beyoncé released an album after rumors of her husband Jay-Z cheating on her. What was the name of the album?
Oh, I remember this one. It had a lot of just
it was a great album.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the album though.
It's a beverage.
I mean, I don't know. Tequila, because that's what I had earlier.
No, lemonade.
Lemonade. No, I was having that even real recently. Damn it. I should have gone with the other drink I had tonight.
I just want you to know that the girls will never forgive you when they hear this.
That's awful. I'm going to be so sad. I'm going to hear it. I'm going to get it later.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're going to shoot me. It's going to be sad.
Okay, who did Elton
John
sing?
I'm sorry, girls.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
Don't kill me.
Who did Elton John sing with on Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
Oh my god. Good song. I don't remember though.
Kiki D.
Okay, I still don't know. Still a good song, though.
Yeah, I don't know who Kiki D is, but I like the song.
Yep.
What was the name of New Order's first album?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Movement.
Okay.
And that was the last one for that. So really? Give that yourself a pat on the back.
Oh, I threw my back out. What do I do now?
Oh, God. Out of stretch. Whew. That was a little harder than what I thought it was going to be.
A little bit. Some of those questions were esoteric.
Like, yeah, like they really reached for like the good ones.
Yeah, I'm shocked I got Iggy Pop. That was...
My hint for him was going to be a walking trash
can. I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Like, I'm sure he's a nice man, but he scares me.
I know who he is, but I haven't listened to enough of his stuff or paid attention enough to him. And he was a ways back there.
I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah. No, he's definitely a legend.
I have no clue about, like, things in him. Uh-oh. I just feel like he randomly pops in on, like, some...
Iggy pops in?
Yeah, Iggy pops in.
I'm a terrible person. I'm fucking...
Oh.
That was bad. Really bad.
That's what my priest said about me. She's just bad. She's so bad. If you hear things moving around, it's me putting these things up because I can't wait. I have to do it now.
You got
to
do it. You got to do it. I'm going to close the window and that'll solve that problem.
I have to do it right now.
You got to get eager.
I got to drink my Bailey's from a boot.
I'm old Greg.
I'm sorry. That's like stupid.
Yeah, it's just stupid. He got that comment. Anybody who did that comment, anybody got that.
Yeah, you're like one of us.
Which I'm so sorry. Seek help immediately.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't want to subject these people.
Oh, they're gone. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Anymore. I don't like, I'm going to, oh God, this is going to take forever to edit, but it'll be worth it. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Ooh, okay. So,
or we'll do better next time or worse. I mean, it kind of depends on what we,
yeah. Don't make any promises. We might not be able to keep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a bad idea.
We'll settle for the same general vicinity.
You sounded so drunk just now.
Vicinity. Same general vicinity. It was the one shot of tequila earlier.
Yeah, hours ago.
Hours ago, just one shot of tequila. Yeah. It's been a while since I drank, so now apparently I get to slur and sound like a total drunkard.
You kind of sound a little bit like Sean Connery.
Hello, pushy.
I want a shamich.
How would you like some of the Scottish meat?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, don't let me do a Sean Connery impression. Not only is it terrible, but I apparently get, like, sexually offensive, even more so than usual.
Mercy.
Nobody needs that.
No.
Me and my three-foot dick.
You and the... We call it the trifecta.
Is it fucking forked? What the fuck?
No, because it's your third leg. We call it the trifecta.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like, I'm really good at soccer.
I'm usually the goalie.
Yeah, yeah. I can't get it between my legs. boing. Oh
God. I can't take you nowhere.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I could take you places. That's
My God. Okay. Everybody, thank you for listening. I don't
thank you and we apologize.
Yeah, that seems appropriate. That seems appropriate. We appreciate you being here and we're sorry that you stayed.
Yeah. But what is wrong? You fell asleep, didn't you? Wake up.
Yeah, this is your wake up call. When you open your eyes, you are gonna be a better person than we are.
You're setting a pretty low bar for him, dear.
It's about setting little goals for oneself.
Okay.
You know? That way you stay motivated.
Yeah, all you gotta do is wake up. It's really easy.
Jesus. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in if you stayed this long. If not, thanks anyway. We will be open to taking all suggestions, all constructive criticisms.
I'm sure there will be plenty of those.
There will probably be plenty of those. And if this is something you guys want to hear me and Numbnuts here talk about on occasion and do, then please let us know. And if you guys don't remember, I am QC and he is
Wolf.
And my God, you said this sounds like a clip. Wolf.
Wolf. Yeah. That was what I was going for. Like, I mean, I could have been like, wolf. You know, really make it, really try to oversell it.
Yes, you should have. You'd be like, just... wolf. Giggity goop.
Giggity giggity.
And we love you guys. And we will hopefully be hearing from you and you hearing from us soon.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Bye, all.